This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Talia Lopez. Wednesday marked a two-year anniversary for the Valley's only public teaching hospital. Valleywise Medical Health Center admitted its first COVID-19 patient on March 23, 2020. Since then, Valleywise has cared for almost 16,000 COVID patients and has administered nearly 40,000 COVID vaccines. Dr. Michael White, the chief clinical officer for Valleywise, says the number of COVID-19 patients in the hospital are declining.
We've seen such a dramatic decrease in the number of COVID-19 disease positive patients within the hospital. We've been actually able to decommission one of our COVID-19 disease positive units, moving into a positive direction.
The original COVID-19 virus has declined in Maricopa. At the same time, the new BA2 variant is becoming more commonly found on positive COVID-19 tests. Dr. White stresses the importance of getting the COVID vaccine as well as booster shots for those who haven't gotten them already. U.S. officials saw WNBA star Brittany Griner in person for the first time Tuesday since her arrest in Russia last month. Griner was arrested at a Moscow airport after authorities reportedly found narcotics in her possession. Ned Price is a spokesman for the U.S. State Department.
Within the past couple hours, an official from our embassy has been granted consular access to Brittany Griner. We were able to check on her condition. We will continue to work very closely with her legal team, with her broader network.
Griner faces up to 10 years in a Russian prison for the alleged offense.
Our official found Brittany Griner to be in good condition, and we will continue to do everything we can to see to it that she is treated fairly throughout this ordeal.
The U.S. ambassador to Russia met with Russian officials earlier this week, demanding access to Americans being detained by Russia. Arizona ranks in the top 10 nationwide for the price of a regular gallon of gas, according to AAA. Several ride-sharing companies and public transit are handling the price jump in different ways. Cronkite News' Mitchell Zimmerman explains.
High prices and higher stress.
There are times when I'm like, I really probably shouldn't drive down there.
Lindsay Krause says the same thing as most other drivers.
It's just really expensive to fill up my tank.
Krause is a driver for DoorDash, a popular food delivery platform.
They'll offer me orders and they'll tell me what the price is going to be and how far I'm going to have to drive, what restaurant I'm going to go to, and then I can decide if I want to accept it or not.
DoorDash and other similar companies like Uber Eats and Lyft announced they're giving drivers extra funds to offset the cost of gas. Uber and Lyft are adding fees and giving them directly to drivers. DoorDash isn't raising its prices, but it's giving drivers 10% of their gas purchases through the end of April, up from the normal 2%.
It, you know, incentivizes people to continue buying from DoorDash, which is important because the less people that buy, the less orders that I can get.
Gas prices have dipped slightly in the last week. Still, John Trenner with AAA says the West is dealing with some of the highest prices in the country.
What we can tell you about Arizona, as is true a lot of the West, Utah, Nevada, they are the 10 states with the largest weekly increases in price.
As of March 22nd, a regular gallon of gas in Arizona is $4.61. According to AAA, nationwide, it's $4.24. And as gas prices increase, so do the number of riders on public transit. Brittany Hoffman with Valley Metro says they've seen a jump in riders.
I can say over the past 6 months, as we have slowly seen the gas prices tick up, we've definitely seen an increase in ridership.
Valley Metro has no plans to increase fares for riders.
At this time, Valley Metro does not have plans to raise fares in any capacity due to either ridership, gas prices. That's not what causes the fluctuation in our fares.
Krause is watching the prices closely and is more aware of how she's getting around town.
It's really important for me to go with other people and carpool so that I don't have to pay for the gas.
That was Cronkite News' Mitchell Zimmerman reporting. The average fuel surcharge for Uber and Lyft is between 35 and 55 cents per ride or order. Rent prices in the Valley increased by about 30% in 2021 and are still surging. Now, talks of possible rent control through legislation could be on the horizon. A proposed Senate bill would stop increases on rent by 5% on a yearly basis if it is approved. That bill hasn't had a hearing yet in the Senate. Arizona Republicans fear rent control legislation will curb interest in building new housing. And the Senate already has a law in place that prevents cities and towns from controlling rent prices. The mayor of Ohio's capital, Columbus, has announced a plan to spend nearly $19 million on upgraded police body-worn and in-cruiser cameras. Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther says the contract with Scottsdale-based Axon includes more than 2,100 body-worn cameras and 450 in-car cameras. The cameras will turn on automatically, allow a look-back feature of 2 minutes, and permit a review of recordings up to 24 hours in the past. Ginther says the cameras will provide an objective assessment of events that happen quickly in chaotic situations. The cameras are expected to be implemented by April of next year. We had help today from Mitchell Zimmerman, and thanks to Mason Miller, who produced the show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Talia Lopez.